It withered under the Republic and is really not particularly important. Though if you were to read some early Roman history, you might see mention of this. But in the high period of the Republic, it's not really important and needn't engage our attention here. There was also a plebeian council. But this council also, after the Licinian Sextian laws in 287, granted essential equality to the decisions of the plebs and the decisions of the centuriate assembly, the plebeian council, the old plebeian council, also withered. It really didn't have the kind of significance it once did. So that leaves us with the fundamental institutions, the fundamental legislative institutions, or deliberative bodies of the Roman people. First, the Senate. Now, the Latin word senatus is derived from the Latin word senex, which means old man. You'll remember, perhaps at Sparta, that it was the group of old men who governed the state. So too at Rome, a body which was in some sense imagined as that of the older or the wiser men had prime responsibility in the Roman state. But there is an irony. It was made up originally of patricians and eventually open to all. It was made up of ex-office holders. It had the fundamental responsibility of passing treaties, but it could not legislate. The Roman Senate did not pass laws. And Rome did not function with a bicameral or even indeed with a multicameral legislature. That is to say, issues discussed in one of the other assemblies, to which we'll turn in just a second, did not come up to the Senate for resolution. The Senate had no role. Well, it did have a certain kind of role. I'll come to that in a minute. It had no formal role in legislation. It could not pass laws. There was then the tribal assembly. Now, the tribal assembly constituted the Roman people organized according to districts. Here was one of the great acts of gerrymandering in human history. There were four districts, so tribe means district. Tribe does not mean a group of people related to one another. Maybe way, way back in Roman history, there was some hint, some suggestion, some notion that people living together in a certain area would then act together publicly. Whatever might have been the case, once we enter the historical period, tribe means district. There were four districts in the city and 29 in the countryside surrounding it. By the time, let's say, of the birth of Christ, the city of Rome had about 1 million people. So all of those people had basically four districts, you see, and the people on the outside of the city had about 29. That was always a boon to the wealthy landowners who had managed this system. Its institutional consequences we'll see in just a second. There was, in the second place, the centuriate assembly, the assembly by centuries. Now, what exactly is a century? Well, it's 100. That's easy enough. Was this originally a group of 100 citizens organized for some purposes? Was it a military band of 100 men organized perhaps for domestic defense in the event that Rome were attacked? We don't really know. We don't really know what the point of the word century is. By the time we enter the historic period, centuries were groups of people grouped by wealth. Now we come back to our censors. Every 5 years, the censors tried to assess the wealth of all the Roman citizens. And according to their wealth, it placed them in census classes. It placed them in one of 192 centuries. Now you'll be asking yourself, why 192? And I can't tell you. We don't know. But there were 192 centuries. Like the tribal assembly, the centuriate assembly was also gerrymandered. That is to say, about 10% of the Roman population constituted about the first 100 centuries. The remaining 90 or so centuries involved about 90% of the population. Now, we're going to see how the Romans voted in just a moment, and you'll see with particular clarity why that fact is significant. All right? So, the tribal assembly and the centuriate assembly, the fundamental voting assemblies of the Roman people, the fundamental assemblies that passed Roman laws. Now, how do we start the process? Legislation could be introduced by the magistrates. A consul, a praetor, could introduce into one of the assemblies a piece of proposed legislation. Bills were then read three times in the Roman Forum. They were read from the rostrum in the Roman Forum to whatever people gathered If it were a great controversial issue, there would perhaps be lots of people there. If it was a relatively minor point, there might be very few people around. But the bills were read out three times publicly. Does any of this begin to sound a bit familiar? I think so.